Pre-Signal, a Stray Kids podfic, written by Baldquin and read to you by Fens and Marshes. The mat under his back was cool when he lay down. It felt good then, against his skin, warm after his run. So close to done, to going home, to mindless time on his phone before drifting off. Soon, just a few more sets, a few more reps, a few more minutes lying down. Even damp from the sweat dripping down his back, the firm cushion is nice under his spine. Everything in alignment. He should try one of those spike mats Felix likes, the ones he swears he feels better after resting on, like the air fills up every pocket of his lungs. Chan never can seem to get enough. He's alone, breathing deep all on his own, when there's a dip by his bent legs. A hypnic jerk, he thinks at first, his body sinking into sleep. But that's someone's shoes squeaking. The tension in his body mounts and dissolves before he tries to move. He trusts everyone it could be. Are you awake? Mino, then. The most likely suspect, if he'd placed a guess, prowling silent through the gym. Gaze on Chan, appraising him, waiting for the right time to pounce. Yes, Chan says, his throat's tight around the glide. It was a pretty close call. Doing what? Leaving, he wants to say. Lift his hand, let Mino peel him off his back, let himself skip a day. Crunches, he says instead. He is, he will. He'll raise his hands from where they're folded over his chest and get into position, cradle his nape, do his reps. He will. He always does. He hasn't by the time, Mino says. How many? 20, he sighs. 3 sets. It's not so much. They go quick once he starts. He just has to start, lift himself up and count them off. His eyes don't even have to open up. The mat dips again, closer. Mino's knees planting on either side of his feet, then his hands on Chan's kneecaps. His eyes do open then. The fluorescents overhead have gone off, Mino's face half-shadowed, but his sight still sharp, trained right on him. 20, Mino says, soft as the light around them. I'll count. Everything sounds simple coming out of his mouth. Chan's hands slide off his chest, behind his head, angle himself towards him. His body curls up towards Mino's placid face. One, he thinks, hovering, waiting for Mino to call it out. He doesn't, nor the second, third, fourth. Mouth closed, eyes open, silent room for Chan to breathe ragged into, louder than usual, out on each up, into the space between them. 15 now, maybe. No one is keeping count. He falls back at the end, breathing too hard for one quick set, licking the dryness from his mouth. Crunches are easy. He can hit 100 over a commercial break. But Mino's staring at him like he hasn't chosen his moment yet, one eyebrow barely raised. 20, he says at last. Chan laughs. His hands are still wedged behind his head, thumbs pressed against his racing pulse. He tears away from Mino's gaze, down to those hands on his knees, the split knuckles, just new enough to still be red, gripped tight around him. His saliva is thick when he swallows it. Those look like they hurt, he says. Mino's thumb swipes up the side, rests at the base of his thigh, dimples his skin. You should see the other guy. In the ring, Chan tells himself. In the ring, that guy. The one he was sparring with. Not the ones he's seen Mino take home sometimes. The one he's seen those fingers grip, tangle in their hair. Not those guys. He looks up at Mino. His head is light, but his breath's gone slow again. Should I? There's no reply. Mino holds his eyes as his hands slide down the length of his legs, circle his ankles, grip them tight. 20, he repeats. Chan comes like he's been beckoned, body curving to Mino again. Mino with his fingers locked around him. He tries to shift one foot to the side, but Mino doesn't let it slip. So much strength in those hands, those arms, more than enough to hold him down. He makes it halfway up before there's the rub of his cock against his thigh and he freezes, panic flashing down his back. How hard is he? Can Mino see? His briefs should hold it close to his body, but his slippery shorts won't hide the line. He can't check. Mino would see that, but Mino's still watching him. As long as he doesn't break their gaze, Mino won't look away. Won't see him filling out with each tease of contact, each press of fingers on his skin. Mino's hands are still tight when he collapses back, holding him while the room spins. While he draws in the air, he missed as he held his breath, delayed the inevitable catch. There's no hiding it now, the hard outline. He stares at the ceiling and hopes Mino gets it. The gym, you know, blood pumping, fabric moving. That's all. He's not expecting anything. The silence hangs heavy. Mino's hands start to move his feet apart. What? Chan says, head snapping up. Mino doesn't stop until he's got his legs spread wide, until his shorts have fallen all the way down, line of his cock obvious now that it's not hidden behind the wall of his thighs. Mino, he says, and tries to drag them shut again. But Mino's hold is firm, too firm, arms locked in place, solid weight bracing him. Chan stops, waits to see what he wants. Mino slides one knee forward, follows it with the other. Chan's belly drops. His breath rushes out as Mino slots into place, right over him, between his legs. He's been in that position so many times, with so many girls. Never a guy, never on the other side. Mino, he says again, as Mino settles between his thighs. His eyes feel too big. Mino's are so dark, angled over him. Hyung, Mino says, with a harsh press of his thumbs. Chan sucks in a breath, feels his dick pulse. One more set. He's so much closer now as Chan curls up, his face right there, all soft and sharp. His clothes tickle the insides of Chan's bare thighs, tease against his skin. It's worse every time, hardness growing, on display. Why is he still doing this? Why is Mino making him? He's not keeping count. His stomach hurts. Each kiss of contact makes his thighs tense, arse clench, and Mino can see it all from where he sits. He might as well be naked under him. Naked and open and ready. 20, Mino says. When it must have been more than that. Chan can barely feel the mat when he lands on it, skin on fire, pure oxygen burning his lungs. He keeps his hands behind his head. He wouldn't know what to do with them. Mino would know. Should tell him. Mino's hands squeeze tight enough to force a sound from his open mouth. Then they start inching their way up, from his ankles to his shins, over his knees. Balancing precariously, hanging there for one roller coaster of a second before sliding their way down his thighs, palms resting on the thickest inner parts, fingertips almost in his shorts. He can't look. He has to. They're so close, those small scabbed hands spread over his skin. Would Mino touch him if he asked? Use those fingers? Would he slot in even closer, hotter, tighter, all the way inside him? You should shower, Mino says, just as his thumb brushes the snug edge of Chan's briefs. Chan's cock jumps as the fabric gives the barest tug. Mino might not even have to touch him. He looks up, his eyes reluctant to adjust, bring Mino into focus. Should I? Mino's thumb presses down, pressure flattening around him. Chan fists his hair as he tries not to push up into it. A few seconds, that's all he would need. Unless you want to go again. Chan's already in position, curling up towards Mino into that hint of friction. Is the easiest thing he's ever done. Mino smiles then, digs his thumb in deeper. One. The end. Thank you for listening.